antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Kitwe City Council warns the residents against indiscriminate disposal of waste. In African news, US film stars Megan Good and Jonathan Majors are to become Guinea citizens after DNA test. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Kitwe City Council has issued a stern warning to residents following the conviction of a 24-year-old woman, Edwina Mwewa, for dumping waste in an open space along the Ndola Kitwe Dual Carriageway. Mwewa was fined a 200 kwacha or 7 days imprisonment by the Kitwe Subordinate Court for the offence. Council Public Relations Officer Emmanuel Upikisha says Mwewa was apprehended by Council Police officers on January 2nd, 2025, during a night patrol operation. The court heard that indiscriminate disposal of waste is prohibited under the Waste Regulations and Management Act No. 20 of 2018. And Lupikisha tells Kumbon Radio News that the local authority will continue to enforce the law without exception, and all offenders will be fined or prosecuted accordingly. He has appealed to residents to subscribe to waste collection companies in their jurisdiction to maintain a clean and healthy city.
The council, through its legal services department, this morning prosecuted Ms. Edwina Mwewa, aged 24 years, of Mlenga compound, for indiscriminate disposal of waste in the Kitwe Subordinate Court. She was apprehended on 2nd January this year during a night operation that was conducted along Ndola Kitwe Dual Carriageway. When the matter came up this morning, Ms. Edwina pleaded guilty to the charge, and the court has fined her 200 kwacha or 7 days imprisonment in default. As a local authority, indiscriminate waste disposal will not be tolerated in the district, and all offenders will face the wrath of the law.
Some women from various parts of Lusaka have urged pregnant women to start attending antenatal care as soon as they discover they are expecting. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Kumbon Radio News, they have said that early visits to healthcare facilities can help prevent complications during delivery and ensure the well-being of both mother and baby. The women also praised their healthcare personnel, describing them as very helpful to expectant mothers. Youths in Kapirimponshi have placed a note to usher in duty bearers who offer only lip service, calling instead for leaders who deliver tangible results. Abel Banda, a community representative, decried the slow pace of development in Central Ward, highlighting neglected roads and washed away bridges. In an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Banda says the area has been overlooked and urged their fellow youths to carefully scrutinize their candidates to ensure a genuine representation. The youths insist that Central Wada residents should benefit equitably from national resources, not just rural areas.
But we have not seen any effort from these people. So the Kapiri Central, I think we are behind. Look, we are behind. So we are in deep trouble. So what I'm emphasizing is that these people, Kapiri Central, I think that chance is not there for them.
Kapa Belter Province Minister Elisha Matambo has called upon all town clerks, mayors and district commissioners to ensure that they do what they can in their powers to see to it that all towns in the province are in good sanitary conditions. Speaking in Kitwe when he addressed the district commissioner and mayor on his tour of duty, Mr. Matambo said there is need to avoid clogged drainages to avoid the outbreak of waterborne diseases. He also urged the residents on the Copper Belt province to keep their homes and surroundings in good condition and ensure they use clean water for cooking and drinking.
All this check where we have these, what we are supposed to clean, the collection of garbage and all that. That should be first priority. So all the councils on the Copper Belt, think of one side where you think you this can cause problems in terms of healthy, and let's clean our surroundings. But not only councils, all our great people of Copper Belt province, Tuamieko Ulubansa.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wabula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamerika Landira, Ife, Pakomboni Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Katapa, 120. 50 kg Kalembula, 120. 50 kg Impwa, 250. 50 kg Rumanda, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Chihuahua, 150. 50 kg Ondwe, 150. 50 kg Delele, 700. 50 kg Repu, 300. 50 kg Chinese, 200. 50 kg Nshawaza Freshi, 900. 50 kg Big Mango, 270. 50 kg Kandolo, 800. Mseke Small Mango, 250. Mseke Boa Tente, 600. Kavansa, 400. Bokosi ya Tomato, 100 kwacha. Onyoni ya White Ponchu, 150. Onyoni ya Red Ponchu, 220. Nkuku Zaloni, 150. Trey ya Maegesi, 90 kwacha. Meda Delele, 20 kwacha. Meda Green Beans, 25 kwacha. Meda Vinkubala, 500. Meda Impwa, 30 kwacha. Meda